Lesson 8. Words that show possession. Certain words in Tagalog are used to indicate possession. 1. The possessive word ni is placed before a proper noun such as Maria or Pedro, when the word ng or nang is placed before a common noun such as guro or babae. Ni and nang both mean of in English.
Ang bahay ni Maria.
The house of Maria, or Maria's house.
Ang baro ni Juan.
The shirt of Juan, or Juan's shirt.
Ang lapis ni Helen.
The pencil of Helen, or Helen's pencil.
Ang sapatos ni Berto.
The shoes of Berto, or Berto's shoes.
Ang aklat ni Paolo.
The book of Paolo, or Paolo's book.
Ang bahay ng lalaki.
The house of the man, or the man's house.
Ang baro ng sanggol.
The dress of the baby, or the baby's dress.
Ang lapis ng guro.
The pencil of the teacher, or the teacher's pencil.
Ang sapatos ng bata.
The shoes of the child, or the child's shoes.
Ang aklat ng babae.
The book of the woman, or the woman's book. The plural forms of ni and nang are nina and nang mga.
Ang bahay nina Maria at Pedro.
The house of Maria and Pedro.
Ang lapis nina Helen.
The pencil of Helen and company.
Ang bahay ng mga lalaki.
The house of the men.
Ang mga damit ng mga bata.
The clothes of the children. 2. Possessive pronouns are used either before a noun or after a noun where they change forms. Akin becomes ko when placed after the noun.
Ang aking bahay ay malaki. Ang bahay ko ay malaki.
My house is big. Iyo becomes mo when placed after the noun.
Ang iyong baro ay bago. Ang baro mo ay bago.
Your dress is new. Kanya, which may be shortened to kanya, becomes niya when placed after the noun.
Malinis ang kanyang sapatos. Malinis ang sapatos niya.
His or her shoes are clean. 4. Amin, or his or her, and mine, becomes namin when placed after the noun.
Luma ang aming kotse. Luma ang kotse namin.
Our car is old. 5. Atin, or yours, his or her, and mine, becomes natin when placed after the noun.
Malaki ang ating bahay. Malaki ang bahay natin.
Our house is big. 6. Inyo becomes ninyo when placed after the noun.
Ang inyong ama ay masipag. Ang ama ninyo ay masipag.
Your father is industrious. 7. Kanila becomes nila when placed after the noun.
Mahaba ang kanilang lapis. Mahaba ang lapis nila.
Their pencil is long. In cases where two pronouns are used in a sentence, sticking to one style will produce awkward sentences. Not good.
Ang kanyang ina ay pumunta sa kanyang bahay.
Not good.
Ang ina niya ay pumunta sa bahay niya.
However, a combination of two kinds of possessive pronouns will produce better sounding sentences. Good.
Ang ina niya ay pumunta sa kanyang bahay.
Good.
Ang kanyang ina ay pumunta sa bahay niya.
The possessive personal pronouns are placed between ang and mga, right?
Ang aking mga anak ay mababait.
And wrong.
Ang mga aking anak ay mababait.
My children are good. 3. The possessives nito, niyan, and niyon. These possessives are similar to this and that.
Ang bahay nito ay malaki. Malaki ang bahay nito.
The house of this person is big. The owner of the house is near the speaker.
Ang bahay niyan ay maliit. Maliit ang bahay niyan.
The house of that person is small. The owner of the house is near the person spoken to.
Ang bahay niyon ay maliit. Maliit ang bahay niyon.
The house of that person is small. The owner of the house is far from the persons talking. The plural forms of possessive pronouns are formed by adding ng mga to the demonstratives ito, iyan, iyon, and not to the possessives nito, niyan, and niyon.
Ang bahay ng mga ito.
The house of these people.
Ang bahay ng mga iyan.
The house of those people.
Ang bahay ng mga iyon.
The house of those people.